joined by a former Viking here at the NFL Scouting Combine, Rich Gannon. How you doing, Rich?
Mike, I'm doing well. This is great, isn't it, man? Everybody's excited to be here. This is kind of the beginning of a new season. You know, the chance to find out, learn a little bit more about these players, but you see a lot of excitement in the building.
You have a show on Sirius XM NFL Radio, correct? Tell us about it.
Yeah, it's called the Sirius NFL Blitz, and I do it from 10 to 2 local time, and so I've been doing it for, this will be my fourth season, and it's been a lot of fun. I'm able to do it from my house, believe it or not, in Minnesota, and so I've got a great partner in Adam Schein, who's back in our studios in New York, and
cool.
We get players and coaches and general managers on just about every day, and so it's a way to keep me around the game.
So before you were really good on the radio, you were a really good football player. You won an MVP award, and you played for the Vikings. What do you remember about playing for the Vikings? Who were some of your favorite teammates, some of your memories?
Well, I can remember getting booed a lot. Let's see what else. I love playing for the Vikings. You know, when I first came into the league in 1987, I probably wasn't ready to play, and I was, you know, out of a small school, University of Delaware. I played behind Tommy Kramer and Wade Wilson, but you know, I played on some good teams, and I really it was good for me to be able to learn and take a while to kind of develop my skill set. And then, of course, I was fortunate to play with a lot of really good players. You know, a lot of Pro Bowlers, a lot of Hall of Famers. I mean, we had Randall McDaniel and Gary Zimmerman on that offensive line. I had a chance to throw the ball to Chris Carter, and so I was really blessed to play with a lot of good players, not only on offense but on defense as well.
So here we are at the Combine. We're looking for some more Hall of Fame players. Do you think we can, at 23, which is where we pick in the first round, what's your sense in talking to some of the NFL luminaries that you talk to? Is this a draft good on the offensive, defensive line in the trenches, skill position? What do you think?
It's a draft that I think is full of big men and, you know, athletic big men. I think offensive line, particularly offensive tackle, which is not a need for the Minnesota Vikings, unfortunately. But the defensive line is really good. I think I'm talking to a couple general managers. I think we could see 10 defensive linemen go in the first 50 picks.
Wow.
So whether it's defensive tackles or defensive ends. So this is a class that's really strong in that area, but not so strong, I think, at the skill positions. I think quarterback certainly is way down. You look at wide receiver and running back, maybe not the premier names or players that you'd expect. But, of course, you look at the draft every year, there's always a couple diamond in the roughs.
Yep.
You know, you've got to be able to kind of do your due diligence and find out some players that can come in and really do well. Look at the Vikings last year in the sixth round pick, they get a Pro Bowl kicker. I mean, you know, if you do your research, you can find some really good players.
In this NFL, pass happy NFL, where quarterbacks are thrown for 5,000 yards, and even in the NFC North, you do a lot of work for the Packers in the preseason. They got a great quarterback, Detroit, Chicago. We have the best running back in the NFL, and we have a quarterback who's getting better. Do you think that a running team can win in the NFL right now?
No question. I mean, I think you've got to have balance. I think one of the problems the Vikings have right now is they have a little bit of an imbalance offensively. I mean, they were the second best rushing team in football, arguably. You know, they have the best running back in the game, and Adrian Peterson's incredible what he was able to do last year, but they were 30th in passing. And certainly the injury to Percy Harvin didn't help, but I think they've got to help Christian Ponder. They've got to get better at that position. I think free agency and the draft are certainly areas to explore, but they've got to get better there. And you've got to become a more wide-open offense, and I think less predictable. And I think the other thing is as well as they run the football, they ought to be the best play-action team in the game. And that's an area, I think, where Bill Musgrave and Christian Ponder will spend quite a bit of time this offseason.
What's one thing you think Christian Ponder does well at the quarterback position?
I think you saw steady improvement from him from year one to year two. I think he got off to a good start. I think he finished strong. I thought, you know, in the middle of the season, maybe he flatlined a little bit. And that's, you know, I think something he's got to work on, just smoothing out the rough edges. I thought the decision making improved in year two. His anticipation got better in certain areas. But I think there's a number of things in his game, like a lot of young players, that he can continue to work on and develop in order to take that next step in his development.
Thanks for joining us, man. Come by and see us at Winter Park sometime.
Will do. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.